Okay. You have to see this. I'm standing on a dirt runway in the middle of the biggest chunk of wilderness in the lower 48 states, and there is a Super Cub on floats parked next to a log lodge, and somebody just handed me a slice of pie. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Ramp. This is Ramp Check. And today I'm not in a convention hall. I'm not on a paved ramp. I'm standing on Sulphur Creek Ranch, deep in the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness in central Idaho. And I'm telling you right now, this might be the single most beautiful place you can point an airplane at in this entire country. Let me take you there. Picture it, you are somewhere over the Salmon River Mountains, no roads. I mean it, no roads for miles in any direction. Just ridge after ridge of dark timber, granite peaks, and river canyons so deep they hold the shadow all morning. And then the terrain opens up just a little into this high mountain meadow at about 5,800 feet. And there it is, a green strip of grass and dirt cut right along the creek. Log buildings, smoke coming off a chimney, horses in a corral. That is Sulphur Creek Ranch. And you can fly there, you can actually land there and stay for the weekend. Before I lose myself completely, because I'm about to, let me bring in the folks keeping the lights on today. This segment is brought to you by aviationsoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. And listen, if landing at a backcountry strip like this one isn't a milestone worth a coin, I don't know what is. Every coin tells a story. aviationsoul.com. Now let's talk about getting in here because this is not your home field. The runway at Sulphur Creek runs about 3,200 feet of grass and dirt, and it sits at right around 5,800 feet of elevation. And here's the thing about mountain strips that the pretty pictures never tell you. It's got a slope. Most of these Idaho strips do. You land uphill and you take off downhill and you commit to that because there's no going around halfway up. The mountains don't care about your plan B and the density altitude out here in July on a warm afternoon. You could be looking at a density altitude of 8,000, 9,000 feet, even higher. Your airplane does not make the power it makes back home. Your wing does not bite the same air. Every backcountry pilot worth their tailwheel endorsement flies these strips in the cool of the morning when the air is thick and the airplane actually climbs like it's supposed to. You come in over the trees, you drag it in on the backside of the power curve, and you plant it on the numbers. Except there are no numbers. There's just the spot where the smart pilots touch down, and you learn it or you learn a hard lesson. I'm watching a Cessna 185 come in right now, and I'm not kidding. This pilot is smooth, full flaps, nose high, and she just settles onto the dirt and rolls up the hill and swings it around at the top like she's done it 100 times. And she probably has. This is the crowd that flies here. Cubs, Huskies, 185s, Mauls, fat tires, and a whole lot of respect for the terrain. Now let me tell you about the place itself, because Sulphur Creek isn't just a strip somebody bulldozed. This is a working guest ranch with real history, and the history is the good part. This ground has been a homestead going back to the early 1900s, but the airplane part, the reason we're here, that really got going in the middle of the last century when the backcountry lodge culture took hold in Idaho, guys figured out you could fly hunters and fishermen and families into these mountain meadows in a way that a mule string never could. A trip that took 3 days on horseback, took 45 minutes in a Travel Air or a Cessna, and a whole culture was born. The Idaho backcountry became, and still is, the beating heart of American bush flying in the lower 48 Sulphur Creek Ranch has been passed down and cared for and fought for by families who understood exactly what they had, and what they have is this: a lodge built out of logs, a dining room where the smell of breakfast will wake you up before the sun clears the ridge, cabins, a creek full of trout literally steps from where you tie down your airplane, and out past the strip. If you sit still and quiet on that porch in the evening, elk, real elk, coming down out of the timber into the meadow like they own it. Because out here, they kind of do. You have to see this. I'm standing here, and there's a family that just flew in, mom and dad and two kids in a Cessna 182. And the kids are already down at the creek with fishing rods, and the airplane is tied down maybe 100 feet behind them. And I'm thinking, that's it. That's the whole thing right there. That's why we do any of this. Let me tell you about the food, because I promised you a $100 hamburger, and Sulphur Creek delivers something way better than that. You land, you shut down, you walk up to that lodge, and they feed you like your family. We are talking home cooking, big breakfast, pie, real pie made right here, not trucked in, because nothing gets trucked in. There are no trucks. Everything at this ranch either got flown in, or grew here, or got carried in on a horse. Think about that. Next time you complain about the vending machine at your FBO. And the coffee tastes better out here. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe it's the altitude. Maybe it's the fact that you just flew a bush plane through a mountain canyon to get it. But you sit on that porch with a cup of coffee and a plate of eggs, and you watch the mist burn off the meadow. And I promise you, you will forget you have a phone. There's no signal anyway. Now, I want to talk about the people, because the machines are gorgeous, but the people are the story out here. The families that run these backcountry ranches are a special breed. They live where you vacation. Winter comes, and the strip goes under snow, and the wilderness closes in, and it gets quiet in a way that most of us will never understand. They fly their own supplies in, they fix their own everything. When something breaks, there is no calling somebody. You are the somebody. And the pilots who serve these strips, the folks flying the backcountry charters, they are some of the most skilled stick and rudder aviators in the world. I mean that, these are people who can put an airplane down on a sandbar, on a ridgeline, on a strip, you and I would swear was a hiking trail. They read the wind off the way the grass bends. They know which canyons you can turn around in and which ones will kill you. They fly by feel and experience and a deep, deep respect for the mountains. I talked to one of them this morning, grizzled guy, ball cap, hands like a rope, been flying these canyons for decades, and I asked him what the secret is, and he just kind of laughed and said, the secret is knowing what your airplane can't do, and then doing a little less than that. And he walked off to pre-flight his Cub. I have been chewing on that all day, know what your airplane can't do, and then do a little less than that. And he walked off to pre-flight his Cub. I have been chewing on that all day, know what your airplane can't do, and then do a little less than that. Write that one down. Here's something else about the Idaho backcountry that I think every pilot should know, whether you ever fly here or not. These strips exist because people fight to keep them. This whole area is designated wilderness, the Frank Church River of No Return, more than 2 million acres of it, and there was a real question decades ago about whether airplanes belonged in a wilderness at all. It took an act of Congress when the wilderness was established back in 1980. The law specifically protected the existing backcountry airstrips. They are grandfathered in, they are part of the character of this place, and the reason they survived is groups like the Idaho Aviation Association and the recreational aviation folks who show up every year with shovels and rakes and mowers and volunteer their own sweat to maintain these strips. They fill the gopher holes, they cut the encroaching brush, they keep the grass down so the next family in a 182 can land safely and let their kids go fish the creek. Every landing you make on a backcountry strip is a gift from people who came before you and took care of it. Fly in like a guest because you're one. Now, if this is lighting you up like it's lighting me up and you want to fly the Idaho backcountry yourself, listen to me carefully because this is not the place to figure it out on your own. Get mountain training first. There are outstanding instructors in Idaho and Montana who do nothing but teach backcountry technique. They will teach you canyon turns. They will teach you how to read density altitude in your bones. They will teach you the one-way approach and the committed landing and how to judge a strip you have never seen from the air. Go get that training, then come play in that order. And when you do come in humble, fly it in the cool morning air. Have an out for as long as you possibly can, walk the strip if you can land somewhere and look at it first. Talk to the pilots who fly it regularly. This community will share everything they know with you because they want you to come home, every single one of them. Let me take you back to that porch one more time because the light is doing something incredible right now. The sun is dropping behind the western ridge and the whole meadow has gone gold. And there's a row of airplanes tied down along the edge of the strip, and every one of them flew somebody here who wanted more than anything to be exactly right here. And down at the far end, that Cub on floats is rocking gently on the water, and a hawk just rode the last of the afternoon thermal up over the timber, and somewhere in the lodge, somebody's laughing, and it smells like wood smoke and pine and dinner. This is incredible. I mean, this is the good stuff. This is why the airplane was invented, if you ask me. Not to go fast, not to go high, but to go here to a green meadow in a wilderness where the only way in has propellers on it, and a family will feed you pie and let you watch the elk come down at dusk. My thanks to the folks at Sulphur Creek Ranch for the coffee and the stories, to the Idaho Aviation Association and the backcountry volunteers who keep these strips alive with their own two hands, and to every bush pilot who took the time to talk to a wide-eyed reporter on the flight line today. You can find more from the show over at RadioHangar.com. Get the training, respect the mountains, and then when you're ready, go find a meadow. This is Ramp. I'll see you out there.